For the past four decades, thousands of black students from Milwaukee attended majority white suburban schools through what could be called Wisconsin's first foray into school choice. Known as Chapter 220, it was a voluntary program that bused students across district lines to promote racial integration. At its peak, about 6,000 minority students and 1,000 white students participated. In this installment of our Beats Me series, where we answer listener questions, education reporter Emily Files explores the history and impact of the school integration program, which is coming to an end.
Brookfield Central High School is mostly white. Less than 4% of students here are black. That puts 18-year-old Sincere Tatum in the minority.
It took a while for me to adjust to being pretty much most of the time I'm the only African-American kid in my class.
Sincere is one of the last 682 Milwaukee students crossing district lines through Chapter 220. Lawmakers closed the program to new participants 4 years ago, but students like Sincere, who were already enrolled at the time, are allowed to continue to graduation. State lawmakers created Chapter 220 in 1975, right before a federal judge ruled that the Milwaukee School District was intentionally segregating schools. It expanded in the 1980s after Milwaukee Public Schools sued suburban districts over their resistance to integration. Attorney James Hall represented MPS in that suit.
Each suburb, there had been actions by planning councils, zoning boards, racially restrictive covenants that kept African Americans out.
The lawsuit ended in a settlement that doubled the number of suburban districts participating in Chapter 220. Tamika Vukovic was one of the early 220 students. She went to Shorewood schools.
There was this kind of thought process that if we could get to the schools that were predominantly white, my kid would have a better education.
Research shows students of all races do better in integrated schools. So why did the legislature end Wisconsin's only school integration program 4 years ago? One answer is that other school choice programs, like vouchers and open enrollment, became the priority. As James Hall describes it,
open enrollment was really the dagger that undercut 220.
Created in 1998, open enrollment lets students transfer between districts. But unlike Chapter 220, it has no integration requirement. And it's less accessible to poor families because it does not provide busing. There were some vocal advocates for Chapter 220 throughout its run, but black leaders in Milwaukee were not unanimous in their support. Howard Fuller was skeptical from the beginning. He's a school choice advocate and director of the Institute for the Transformation of Learning at Marquette University.
I just felt like the programs that were promoting integration were not going to make a significant difference for large numbers of black children.
Fuller points out that Chapter 220 and magnet schools were chosen as integration tools because they were easiest for white people to accept. Attorney James Hall says 220 was a compromise, but he doesn't think its limited scope was a reason to end it altogether.
This was the only program in the state with the purpose of bringing together whites and students of color.
Research shows Milwaukee schools are just as segregated today as they were in the 1960s. UW-Madison professor Walter Stern studies school segregation.
Many places have sort of lost hope in desegregation because the resistance to desegregation was so great. And so you see much more emphasis, you know, essentially living with segregated schools and segregated communities, And trying to promote equity within those settings.
Sincere Tatum, the Chapter 220 student in Brookfield, has spent his entire K-12 career in suburban schools. This is his reaction to the integration program ending.
It's just a sad thing because students tend to educate other students on how they've grown up, like what their culture is, and when most of your class is the exact same as you, you can become kind of ignorant.
Sincere is graduating this year. Eventually, the rest of the Chapter 220 kids still in school will graduate, and Wisconsin's only inter-district integration program will be a thing of the past. School segregation, on the other hand, will not be. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.